welcome to I the Show, the podcast where we talk about anything and everything. Anything and everything. Welcome to I the Show. I the Show.
And that's pretty much the only way Katie's on the show anymore.
Yeah.
Rip.
And you guys have been here for 20 minutes. You haven't even mentioned my bookshelf yet.
Oh, that's shit. True.
Yeah.
It's definitely filling up.
It looks much nicer now, actually. I'm still in awe of your fucking table, by the way.
Like, I know.
This thing is a goddamn beast.
Like, I know.
This is your 20-person banquet table. I love this thing, and I just do not have room in my house for one. My wife won't let me get one. So
there was barely room.
Oh, yeah. No. Like, when you pulled the end out, I'm like, oh, right. Yeah, the end flips out. Yeah. And does it do it on the other end, too?
Does it on the other end as
oh,
well.
Oh, shit, yeah. This does sit like 20 people, then.
We have his old table, and it has two Leafs, I think.
Yeah.
And we'll never use... One's not even unwrapped, for God's sake. It's still in the original IKEA whatever packaging. And I don't think I can physically fit both Leafs on in my
I don't
house,
think you can,
bro.
Either.
But it might come in handy someday if I absolutely need it. So thanks again, Scott, for the awesome table. It's nowhere near as cool as this one, but it's better than the one we had.
Oh, yes. It's definitely better. And the chairs are functional.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So, hi, we're back-ish. Yeah,
we come to you ashamed.
Yeah, it's been, what, 6 months?
It's got to be about that.
So I feel like introductions are in order again.
Probably.
So I'm Randy.
Randy.
I'm Scott.
And we are still the fuckwits of misadventure.
Horrible.
we've been on a bit of a life journey these last half a year. Yeah.
This was an unintentional hiatus, just for the record.
For real. Like, I went on 3 months of nights where I didn't see the sun in the middle of winter and absolutely crushed it at work to the point where it was problematic. Yeah. I'll tell you about that later.
See, I have the opposite problem. I started working days.
Yeah.
And so it just became a problem. Now Sunday's pretty much the only day I get to spend with Celine, so can't. It's hard for me to record Sundays.
And then I'm over here switching between graves and
nights. Like, out of all of us, you're the one that is getting fucked hardest on this schedule switching, because it's like three nights, three days on a constant repeat. And I'm like,
he's got both problems.
Yeah. So... And that fucking merry-go-round of death, man. Jesus. I don't know if I can handle that.
My weekly schedule is constantly shifting by like one day because of that, which on the one hand makes it great for like any, you know, once in a while appointments, like my, you know, annual checkup and stuff like that. But it just sucks for anything like, oh yeah, we're having this same weekly thing every week, like
trying to schedule something,
our D&D game, and the podcast. So it's just like, all right, I'm just gonna be not available for a couple weeks of that.
The buttons are still here.
The buttons still work.
The default road sound effects.
We still haven't updated anything.
Yeah, been busy is our point here.
Yeah,
guys.
Literally, we haven't worked on the podcast in 6 months.
So,
and we've been talking about like when we would eventually get back, and it was just trying to find a time when all three of our schedules lined up.
Literally the planets aligned today.
Yeah,
it brought us together.
And even now, I've still only got like 2 hours. I still got to fucking leave. So,
but the point is, like, we're still around, guys.
Yeah, we're here.
We didn't give up.
I hope you've
we're
been
alive.
Yeah, nobody died.
We didn't,
to the best of our knowledge.
We didn't get Kennedy'd.
Nah, yet. And or canceled, to be perfectly honest, which.
I don't know how yet.
Yeah, no. Well, I don't think we're big enough for anybody to care about that.
I'm pretty sure recently I did see a couple of our episodes that we posted a long time ago on YouTube. When
really?
It was just me and Katie, I think, was like, we removed your content for breaking the terms of service. I'm like, God only fucking knows what that was.
Yeah, I honestly, I'm supposed to be tracking that now, and I'm not keeping up on any of it.
It's probably one of our skits. We made fun of the vaccine or something, dude. I don't
probably
know.
But that's all like,
that's so far in the
dude,
past.
You want it? What's weird is that, so I turned on Disney Plus like the other day, and it popped up with like the Avengers Endgame 5-year anniversary. I'm like, shit, that was 5 years ago.
They all, like, blended together.
I'm like, it's, and there's been so much shit since then that's just been so mediocre.
Okay, so here's the problem with the current state of the podcast is so much shit has happened, come out, done. We've done.
Like, can we blitz any of it from last year? Like, what happened last year? Like,
I don't know. They're all blurring together.
Everything is so.
They're all blurring together. All
right, so the only thing I've been doing for the past 2 weeks has been listening to the news to try to stay caught up on current events. So all I know is, like, there's fucking protests happening at universities, which is like, okay, I'm sure finals are coming up and that's what's up. But it also has to do with the whole Israel-Palestine war going on. And I think didn't we shoot something at Iran like a couple of weeks ago or months ago or something like that? And then
I think probably it was Israel shot something at Iran.
Oh, yeah, October 7th.
Iran kind of like half-assed responded.
Yeah.
And then lots of boom booms.
And then they threatened like a couple of our ships and we're like, don't.
And they didn't.
Because what's the joke? Like, of the top 10 navies in the world, America is four of them or something like that?
Yeah. All I'm going to say is if Palestine had done that to us, they wouldn't exist anymore.
No, but the thing is they know better.
You mean like Iraq?
Well,
I mean, they're still that was a little technically different. A country, I think, maybe.
We had a lot of interest in keeping Iraq around at the time.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the oil we were stealing from them.
Yeah, right? Well, I mean, we're not here to talk about history. Yeah. We're here to talk about current events, which...
Well, we can't just take over a country and call it New Raytheon like we really want
to. No,
but,
we can't do that.
You know. It's only a matter of fucking time, guys.
That was actually...
Strap in.
So I do periodically on TikTok, which... Rip TikTok, by the way.
We'll get to that.
We'll get to that. But there was one where it was like... I keep seeing these like... It's like... Non-Americans, what are you thankful for Americans for? And like one of them that always pops up is like, for not conquering the world when you could have.
We had,
and
had so many chances.
We still technically probably could if we really wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that we do deserve a little bit more credit for the amount of restraint that we know we don't have, especially
surprising that we haven't yet.
And then on top of that, what else have we got going on?
I do remember an episode of previous times where which I was encouraging us to just go ahead and take over Mexico.
Mm.
And, you know, but never did that. And it was quite the opposite happened, actually.
Honestly, Canada, to be honest. We should probably roll over to Canada, but I think that's a fight we really don't want.
Syrup is just not as valuable on the GDP.
No, it's really the fact that Canada actually has credible war crimes to their history, and I don't think they would.
Well, we don't
want
to bring ours out of the suitcase either.
No, but that's the thing is that we were never charged.
No.
Canada was charged. With doing some shit.
Whoops.
And them in Poland.
Well, you know, I think everybody's got skeletons in their closet.
I mean, absolutely.
Obviously, both us and Canada had to commit war crimes because look who our father was. It was, you know, England.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
What was the joke?
The British Empire.
What was the joke? Like, about the only crime. Reason why the pyramids are still in Egypt is because they won't fit in the British Museum.
Right.
And then somebody chimes in like, no, you don't understand how true that statement is.
Literally, if they could have peeled those motherfuckers up off the desert floor and moved them over.
Oh, man, yeah. Like, well, they took everything from inside.
Yeah, they did.
God
damn. Yeah, well, you know.
We don't talk about where they got the stuff in the British Museum.
Tally-ho.
What was the other one? It's like God doesn't something. It's like the sun never sets on the British Empire because God doesn't trust them in the dark.
Yeah, Roger that.
Yeah, it's been a good time.
France is like can attest.
Yeah, oui, it has been far too long since we've done this, so it's going to take us a while to get back to the rhythm of things that we are supposed to be doing.
Well, let's start. You know, let's just talk about TikTok because that's the big thing right now.
The big thing is that they recently, in a foreign aid package, which is, again, I'm still proponent of the single fucking issue bill where they're just like, oh, let's tack on the TikTok ban. I'm like, fuck you. Let's not.
And they probably did it in the middle of the night when all the Congress is at home on a holiday.
It's all bullshit.
They had they arranged a golf day and then the couple of staffers that were there did it then.
Yeah, it was some bullshit. Yeah, okay. But fucking basically TikTok. We've got, 120 days or something to sell it?
Yeah.
They can't do because of how it's divested already. It's already owned, 70% by Americans.
Yeah. Well, here's the other problem. This is what I found out. A lot of my ignorance in this whole, in the whole, like, shenanigans going on. Mm-hmm. I didn't know it was it's a Singaporean company.
It is.
But ByteDance has a majority share ownership. But that doesn't mean that... That doesn't really mean anything. That's the problem.
No. And, like, none of the servers are...
It means something.
So, none of the servers are in China. Like, 70% of the servers are stateside.
Yeah. And they even... I think it was just yesterday or the day before that they agreed... that will keep American data behind an American firewall.
Yeah.
And Congress is like, no.
No, it's because they can't manipulate it.
It's because
they want to sell it to a company that can manipulate the algorithm to show people what they want.
It's because Meta and Google were like, nope.
No, because we're losing.
We want to be on top.
Yeah, because they're losing to it.
Yeah, so we did what America always does.
And it
changed
sounds
a lot of...
And it sounds like what they're going to do is they're just going to ban it in America, and that's going to be the end of it. They're just like, no, it's not going to be available.
Here's the thing, though. Nobody worry. We just can't have the app in the app stores.
Yeah.
And the servers can't be in America, which they aren't.
No, they are.
So we'll still be able to get the app.
There is a significant number of servers that are in America.
Yeah. Oh, there is.
Oh, yeah. No, oh, okay. Like 70% of their servers are stateside.
Okay, so it sucks they're going to have to take some cost to do this, but, like, you know, just move them up to Canada or something.
Yeah.
And then there you go. You can still get the TikTok app from, you know, their website. And use it.
But now the NSA
they can't ban us from using it. That's the cool part.
Mm.
They can just ban TikTok from operating in America.
As
a company, but not as an app. Because I can get all that.
I'm not sure, actually.
You can go right now and get on 9,000 sketchy-ass Chinese gambling sites.
I mean, that's true. that's actually true. I mean, you can still
get on should be banned.
You can still get on Truth Social if you want to. But
Yeah. No. They haven't. Somehow they haven't been able to ban that one.
Actually,
enough racism.
I think what it is with them is that they're actually like running into fraud trials now because of what they did and how they lied to their investors and everything.
Yeah. Well, I didn't buy
because they were supposed to like sell it to Twitter or some shit like that by this time last year or something.
Yeah, like that was ever.
And before that happened, Elon changed the name to X.
He's like, found the loophole.
Yeah, I changed name.
I don't know
why he did that, because who fucking cares? Everybody still calls it Twitter.
Yeah, and
that's the weirdest part about it, is that he's trying this whole rebranding thing, and nobody fucking cares. Like, I'm not going to call it X.
It's gotten bad.
It doesn't sound cool. It sounds lame. And just change it back to fucking Twitter, you dumb fuck.
And you've, like, destroyed the market value of it, because it went, you know, Twitter was, you know, recognized worldwide. It's like, no, we're going to change it now, and then just...
X.
Completely collapsed. And he changed the marketing values and everything, and it's dead.
And he still hasn't added all of those other web applications that he was going to combine into the one great app. And like he was going to do, like, you can manage all your smart home shit and all your smart car shit, your Tesla shit through Twitter, and you're going to be able to do your bank through Twitter. Everything. It was going to be the everything app, the everything bagel.
Yeah, no.
Of apps. That's what his goal is.
And then he fired anybody that could possibly have done that.
I think he just wanted the infrastructure to do all that inside of Neuralink.
Probably.
He's wanted all the servers and all that shit. And to be honest, he got a pretty good deal.
What the fuck is that?
$44 billion goddamn dollars.
And then...
Sadly, Star Wars costed just as much, so, you know.
I feel like there was a sports thing recently, and it was like during that sports thing, like 70% of... Twitter's usage was bots.
Yeah,
I'm sure it was.
It's just bots.
That's the internet.
That's why no one uses it. That's why everybody's on fucking TikTok now.
Have you guys ever heard of dead internet theory?
Oh, yeah.
That it's basically all bots. 99% of it.
Well, a lot of it's
not as much people that use it as you'd think.
No.
I mean, that would make sense for Facebook.
Yeah, I don't use Facebook anymore. Like, I use the Messenger app, and that's it.
I still use Facebook just for a good source of memes, because the Reddit memes became way too meta. And it was only memes about r/memes for the longest time.
That's true.
And so I was just like, and I'm not going to 4chan. I'm already on that list somewhere from my old days of 4chan. So it's probably better to stay off of there now when there's more racists than there ever was on 4chan. So
yeah, I'm still on Facebook mostly because I'm basically as to you know, represent the lefty side of politics to almost everyone on my friends list who leans more, you know, very much more conservative. And I'm just like, hey, you know, this thing that sounds crazy, the rest of the world does it.
Yeah.
Classic Facebook move.
Well, that was one of the things that, like, with this latest Israel-Palestine thing is that they're not finding that it's like a right-left issue. It's a young-old issue.
That's definitely something that has popped up, yeah.
Yeah.
The people who are fighting over it seem to be that way.
Yeah.
You got to kind of look at history and how and why. It's not unsurprising.
Yeah, yeah, it's not I mean, there's definitely very... There's very real similarities between what's going on now and, you know, what was going on when, you know, in colleges in Vietnam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and real quick condemn both sides, both governments, not the people of the country.
No, because they're caught in the
Jesus
middle.
Jesus Christ. Because you have, like...
As Americans, okay. We can't condemn the government, when like the peoples, because we are the peoples.
When whoever the fuck you want to blame 9/11 on, pick one out of a hat, did that to us... all the people here also wanted to bomb the other country. So I kind of get where the people of Israel are coming from.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't stand for everything leading up to what happened from Israel and why this happened in the first place. But I also don't think they should bomb civilians. That's just never good.
No.
Just morally, no matter what justification you have. We can argue about if it's justified or not, but to be honest, it's killing civilians. Not. Period.
It's not a good time.
And it wasn't okay for Israel to oppress civilians.
That too.
On the other side. So I think, to be honest, it's a stalemate as far as, like, if you want to argue morality.
Israel's not going to let it go.
Who's good and who's bad. They're both bad and they're both good.
That's the thing, is that Israel's not going to let it go and Palestine wants their land back. That's it. That's all there is to it.
But sadly, here's the problem with it, though. The problem isn't what's going on. It's that it's going to go on forever now.
Mm-hmm.
So... Nobody is going to stop till the other side is gone.
I like how you say that, like it hasn't been going on since 1950.
Oh, no, yeah. But it's never going to stop until one of those sides is genocided, and that's the problem.
Dude,
that's the problem that everybody should be arguing about, not
so one of
which ones are going on at the moment.
When I was young and very dumb, and I can say that because I'm damn near 40, I think I was in high school, I came up with a solution that benefited no one.
Oh,
which was
that's always a better solution.
Yeah, that was the thing is I'm like, if I'm gonna like,
isn't that called a compromise?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. That's called the United States
what it was,
democratic system.
I'm like, if you want it to do it, you evacuate everybody out, both sides, and then you nuke it. And if they want to fight over an irradiated piece of land, let them.
They won't. That's a good point.
And that's what I'm saying is just make the entire area completely inhospitable.
I like this plan, dude.
And
if I can't,
I'm not.
It, nobody can.
So to be clear, I'm not trying to be anti-Semitic or anti-Palestinian or anything like that. I'm just saying that they are fighting over a piece of dirt that has religious significance to both of them. And if you eliminate that significance,
here's a solution.
They won't fight over it.
Here's
anymore.
A solution where everyone wins, especially
cable
companies.
I also think we
companies.
Should do the same thing to Florida.
Yeah, well, Florida. That's a good point. We'll get to that. Here's a solution. Everyone wins, especially like Comcast.
Yeah. Okay.
America takes the land. It's ours now.
Mm.
But only in holding. And we put on a game show of some sort. Some kind of reality. Some kind of stupid, arbitrary competition.
You know what you could actually do? You could do live action Squid Games if you really wanted to.
Exactly that. Or like, who can get to the moon first?
Oh, yeah.
Or some shit. Something dumb and pointless.
But no external funding.
Or something... In which they have to work together to accomplish.
Yeah, that's actually what you want to do is, like, if you two can work together, you can keep the land and share
it. Treat it like toddlers. Like, here comes Uncle Sam.
It's, well, that was...
The babysitter.
God, we talked about that, like, what, almost a year ago, the concept of the mommy-daddy thing.
Oh, yeah.
God, that was so long ago we were talking about that. That was when Katie was still on the show, I think.
Katie, we miss you.
We do. If
you're probably not listening, but she's even busier than you can
imagine.
Oh, my
God.
Imagine,
you can't imagine how busy she is.
She had her normal amount of busy, which was always
And then she, like, took, like,
ridiculous.
Two course loads or some shit like
that. Yeah, and
then
she started college to, like, fix people's dumb brains.
Yeah, which hopefully will help us one day.
What?
Hey.
It's not.
I can admit that I have a problem.
Me too, but that don't mean she can fix it.
Oh.
But I could use my insurance to pay her to try.
Yeah.
True that.
Me too, by the way. I'm really... That's something
I don't have that thing.
That is something interesting insurance. That my work is starting to do.
Insurance?
That I've noticed. No.
Pay for mental health.
So they... we're in the middle of like a huge fucking expansion project.
Oh, boy.
That we are not done yet. Like, we're still shorthanded.
Oh, by the way, when you two talk about work, sorry to chime in, but like, just mind your NDAs.
Oh, I don't have one.
Okay, just making sure. don't know if you guys have one or not, but just mind them.
Actually, no. I think they've made those illegal now.
No, that was the non-compete clause. Oh, yeah. We could talk about that too, but...
Yeah, actually, that's actually a cool thing.
I don't have a specific NDA, but there is definitely like... Well, there's some things I can't talk about.
There's trade secrets, obviously, yeah. That you just can't like tell. I'm not going to list the product and the stuff that we're doing or anything like that, but...
And then you infuse the barium in the incumbulator.
And then you turn on the discombobulator.
Yes. But then we just gave it away. Canceled.
It's like, and then you wash it in plutonium.
Wouldn't it be fucked if that's why we got canceled? Because one of your asses broken NDA.
Nah. It's nothing like. So funny. I don't. First of all, I don't know enough about the pro. One. Yeah, all
there's
the
no
actual,
reason to bring your anus into this.
Good point. Yeah, like all the actual like breaking down and processing shit happens in like Europe. So yeah.
Okay.
All
isn't,
I do
isn't Europe the same as Uranus?
It could be. I mean, it's not that
bad joke. Got it in.
It's not that gay, but you know.
Oh. Anyway, so you were saying the expansion.
But yeah, so the expansion project basically means we need more employees. And one of the solutions they have is they're like, we're going to start hiring part-timers.
Ah.
Because we don't have to give them benefits.
So they're doing the typical Idaho model of doing business.
Dude, it's Idaho is a third world country. It's great.
it's worse, dude.
But the thing is,
it's
that
not
we have,
as bad as Alabama.
Okay, good point.
Well, that's the thing is that like if Alabama. You look at the, I've looked at the places where we have like collection sites and everything, and where we do production in the U.S. because we do production in Europe, but in the U.S. the labor standards aren't as strict, so they can afford to do certain things. Which is funny because some of our employees live in Washington, so they have to abide by some of the Washington stuff. Which is kind of ridiculous, but we've
Washington
recently
has a lot
too. Only recently, and I want to say that this is kind of funny. It attests to the company that their first part-time employee did not start until about 3 weeks ago.
Oh,
and
are they doing the same positions as you guys, or do they have specific jobs they have to do?
No, it's like basically they're instead of hiring one person to work 40 hours, they're hiring two people to work 20s.
Oh my God! And they have more people to call in.
Yeah,
when days off happen.
Yeah, and as long as they don't work them more than three shifts a week.
Yeah, I always felt like
keeps them on part time.
I always feel like every job should have one floater that knows how to do a little bit about every job, so that if someone calls off, they can.
That's a
funny enough. That is basically my job.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that is.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
And that's actually what my job is slowly becoming.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good way to train people too.
Because our division is the largest division at that production facility. We are all getting cross-trained on everything now.
Nice.
Because, hell, fucking last Monday, we had two people call out, and it damn near brought everything to a grinding halt.
Jesus Christ.
Because the two people that called out are two of the people that can work in a specific room. And it was like, and I was one of them, and both people that were going to help me are the ones that called out. So that's the thing, is that we're now... in the process of cross-training everybody on everything, so everybody at least has a basic concept of what to do.
Yeah, that's efficient.
Yeah, and that's just a big part of this year, and because they're finally catching up after getting everything open for the new expansion project.
Yep.
Which, everything is finally turned on and turned over as of tomorrow, or Monday, because it's Saturday, because time is weird.
See, we have kind of the same problem. If I... take a day off as a maintenance man, and Michael's not there, the other maintenance guy, that hotel's fucked.
Yeah. No.
They don't know where any of the tools are, what we have, what we don't have, how to fix the shit anyway.
On the days when both my supervisor and the team leader gone, that place fucking grinds to a halt.
Dang, dude.
And even when the team lead is gone, when Josh is gone, my dude, this guy, he runs that place. He is the man. Like, they ask,
does it all.
That's he hates it. He hates the fact that he knows how everything works.
He put himself in that position.
No, he's put himself in such an amazing position that he has to go to meetings now.
Oh, shit.
And they ask him questions on why isn't this working? He's like, because you didn't give us enough money.
But he's not getting a foreman's salary, is he?
No, he's not. He needs a raise.
Straight up. Because that's a foreman.
And an extra week of vacation.
That's like, called a foreman.
Yeah, this dude, he's but he's where he wants to be, and he's having a good time. And
good for him.
He's... like, everybody there works so damn hard.
Yeah.
It's beyond ridiculous. All the new hires that we've gotten in like the last month are absolutely crushing it.
Good for them.
For the first time. Like,
I don't remember the applause button, so I'm not going to try.
Yeah, it's been
There
we go. It's actually been really good that we're finally starting to catch up. But when we were on nights, when we were behind, the three of us working on nights were so efficient, we absolutely buried everybody on days.
Yeah, that's when I worked at the feed mill, that's how it was. The night shift pretty much did everything and cleaned up after the day crew break and everything.
And the problem was is that they anticipated, so there was an anticipation and they did calculations like, okay, so you guys will be doing like 7 a week with night shift. And we're like, all right, cool, no problem, we can handle that. Piece of cake. And then days did not keep up with the second half of it, where like we kept drying was fine.
Goddamn buttheads.
But then the other half of it, which is centrifugation, they had to be doing like 4 to 5 a week.
Did you say the centrifugation?
I heard that too.
So I have a hard time saying it. They use centrifuges to separate stuff.
Right.
And, but yeah, it's the
centrifugation.
Centrifugation.
Oh, that brings up real quick, put a pin in that. I remembered we need to do this, and so you might hear this on an upcoming podcast as a bit.
Maybe.
Me and Katie came up with it on accident. Say a bunch of Spanish words, but as like a Texan.
Oh.
Like, no. Goddamn them chalupers.
Grassy ass. Yeah. Grassy ass. I get me a quesadilla.
Quesadilla.
And then I'm going to wash it down with some jarritos.
Jalapeno.
Yes, okay.
Get them jalapeno, please.
Them jalapenos.
Poor favor.
Heavy quiver.
And then we'll have to do one where we're like a wasp woman. Oh, my God. Can I get a quesadilla?
Tacos. Get your tacos here.
Anyway, sorry.
Having tacos tonight, that just reminded me of that.
All right. Center for gayification.
Anyways, so yeah, it's... Yeah, it... It's
that's got to be the episode title. Sorry, that'll cancel us too. God damn it! We'll just call it the CGS.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry. The centrifugal shit.
Yeah. Anyways, so
centrifugation.
Yeah, they fell behind. We had some staff turnover, and now everything's finally running smoothly again.
Hell yeah!
So
I just wanted to follow up on that. Like, yeah, my work. It feels like we meet our goals, but everyone is so goddamn lazy.
Oh, yeah.
And
that
like,
goes against everything, like my preconceived notions about that place.
And so one time I was talking, had lunch with my dad, and my dad worked there for, you know, 30 years. And my dad would, I never heard him call it this before, but he called it the lazy K. And, it used to be that there was a sign out there and it was a huge post with a K on it, but something happened to the post. So it was like leaning over.
So it's fitting.
So it was the lazy K.
Nice.
And yeah. But also just now that I'm being there and getting, you know, seeing what's going on, it's just like, yeah, people are super lazy, but like, I'm not really knocking them for it. No. But I also don't want them to be so cliquish about it. And, you know, because some of them are just like, well, see, in my, like, my spot is, so my position is called utility, and it's a new thing specifically specifically created for trainees.
Oh,
like,
okay.
For new hires, and be like, hey, you get to, like, experience, like, all the different places in the department, and then you just, basically everyone has moved to a certain place after they've been there for a little bit. Mm-hmm. I wasn't an exception. I was never moved. So I'm now the longest running utility guy. And I think I'm kind of the experiment, and they're seeing like, what are the benefits for having an actual designated utility guy for a shift?
You're the fucking symbiote of the,
just holding everything together.
Yeah.
Right. And then, but yeah, then there's the people that like do the actual like pouring of the ingots. They're kind of a little bit cliquish, and specifically one of them is always just going, oh man, you don't fucking do anything. Meanwhile, you know, he was in on overtime the other night and his ass sat in the break room and slept for 9 hours.
Shit.
I miss night shift. Can't say I haven't done that.
So,
so that's funny. So hang on. I was gonna. Oh yeah, let me interject with some anecdote.
Yeah, an anecdote.
I've learned this at every job I've ever been at, and I've had quite a few different types of jobs. And I'm pretty sure most people who've ever worked will attest to this. Everybody works their fucking ass off for a few months.
Yeah.
And then you get complacent. Once you learn the mm-hmm. systems and how everything works around there and what you corners you can cut, oh boy, do we do it.
So
you'll be there in no time.
Yeah. I think what's funny about...
You'll be lean and not clean.
So the problem, the problem with where I'm working is due to the fact that we make pharmaceuticals, we can't.
That's true.
And
you don't have a good turnover rate, I'm guessing.
Dude,
either.
We have like our, oh man, the Center for Gay Shit's turnover rate is horrible because you're on your feet all day. It's a 10-hour standing shift.
Dang, dude.
And it is rough. Like when I did it, when I got back off of nights, I did it for like 7 weeks straight.
They won't give you a fucking chair?
You can't.
Well, you have to walk around a lot?
You do.
Oh, okay.
You're constantly moving around and doing stuff.
You can't get you one of them Wally floating fucking chairs?
I mean, that would be
great.
Or a
Segway?
Or
a hoverboard, I mean.
Anything, really. Or find a way to automate the damn system.
Can you wear rollerblades?
No.
Damn.
Because it's a lab.
This company sucks.
No, it doesn't. It's actually really good. Like, that's something, by the way. It's like, how many of you have gotten to shake the hands of a multinational pharmaceutical company's CEO? Like, I got to meet my CEO like 2 weeks ago.
I might hit him with the little ricin spike, if you know, you know.
He's funny, though. Like, I got to meet him, and apparently he's like a huge volleyball fan.
Oh.
And he like played women? He played collegiate volleyball, like in the States, like for Indiana or something.
Nice, dude.
Yeah, and he lived like
spiked
in...
Spiked it.
Or it was like Indiana or South Carolina. Like he lived in South Carolina for like 8 years.
Oh,
so his English is really good. And they're all like every one of like the fucking CEOs I've met are people.
I've never met a CEO.
Like everybody, like every like executive vice president I've met for the company genuinely wants to meet you. And I think it's partially because they're Danish.
Oh, that's kind of cool. Yeah, there's, you know, that is a different culture.
And I've met,
yeah, that would make sense.
There's only been one I haven't met yet, and that's the new head of HR. And she started like on the 1st of March.
Do they ever bring you Danishes?
We have muffins because we feel that might be a harmful stereotype to serve during the meetings.
Yeah, that is probably something America took and was like, call a Danish.
But it's been kind of interesting because we have a lot of goals in mind to try to, like, get out there and, like, smash things really well. And we're so close to peanuts that I'm excited about it.
You're pretty close to the peanuts in the old Center for Gay Shit?
Nah. But the thing is that we...
a lot of nuts there, Randy?
We're really close to actually figuring out a way to make it so that people are immune to them. Like... immune to peanut allergies.
No, that's actually really cool. I really hope that becomes
and
a thing.
I know that we have a partnership now with the Japanese government to help with cedar pollen allergy.
Hell yeah. I just can't imagine being allergic to something like that. It's hard to sympathize because I don't know what that's like, but I can imagine it sucks.
My son is.
Gotta be worried about everything you eat.
I'm not really allergic to anything as far as I've experienced, but there was one morning where I had an allergic reaction to something, and it sucks.
It does.
Yeah. Like, I think I had an allergic reaction to oysters, and I was like, I don't know if it was food poisoning or that, but Celine ate the same thing, didn't get sick, so I don't know.
Yeah, I happened to have it available, and I had like Texas Roadhouse rolls and chocolate milk for like, it was breakfast at like 8:00 or something.
That's the best breakfast.
But yeah, like I just had the rolls and I drank chocolate milk. And then just a little while later, I'm like I'm itching somewhere and I'm scratching. And it's like, why the fuck does my skin feel so weird? And I look and I'm just like covered in hives. And I'm just like, what the fuck is happening?
So they put the bread, dude, or that chocolate milk.
In the 9 months that I've been working there, I've learned a couple of things about how allergens affect your body. And
it's
the fact
chemtrails, ain't it?
No, actually. Well, I'm not going to say yes because that's fucking crazy.
Mind your NDA. Mind your NDA,
but here's
Randy.
Here's the deal. This isn't an NDA thing.
You know something we don't know.
No. Here's the deal. The longer you're exposed to something, the more likely it is you'll develop an allergy to it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's interesting. I barely ever had oysters.
But yeah, that's the thing though, is that if, for some people, like you can be stung by a yellow jacket, right? And you don't have an allergic reaction to it. It just hurts.
That's me.
But if you continually get stung by yellow jackets, your body can eventually, because the venom doesn't break down in your system, it'll actually sit in your kidneys.
Oh.
And you can eventually develop an allergic reaction to it.
That's
because
interesting.
The concentration increases in your body and then your immune system finally reacts to it. I am starting to develop a dust mite allergy because I'm working with concentrated concentrated amounts of it all the time.
Shouldn't that not be like getting in the air though?
No, a lot of it isn't. It's like, that's the reason why we wear gloves and PAPR.
Yes,
and
don't lab you have coats. A lot of PPE? Mm-hmm. How are you being exposed to it? It's that concentrated.
It's that concentrated. It
damn,
is.
Damn, dude.
It's literally just like I'm working with like hundreds of kilos of it and it's just concentrated down. And if you like the waste stuff, if you breathe it in, it will hurt your lungs, give you a sore throat.
Dang,
like
dude.
It's bad, but again, that's waste. Like you got to be careful with it. So that's why we have the procedures in place that we do, is so that no one is getting sick and hurting from it. But we had a coworker recently, we found out that he's developed a very severe allergy to it. And now he actually has to be moved out of mites into like a different division.
Yeah. That's not safe.
Yeah.
Dang, dude, and that's crazy. Shouldn't you guys have like respirators then? And shit.
Well, we have air purification.
Not working.
No, they do. They work.
The thing is again, up.
Well, here's the thing is that if you are predisposed to having a dust mite allergy and then you go to work, like you
is
may
it
never
a pretty common allergy actually.
I don't think so. Like the problem is almost everybody in the department has some degree of allergic reaction now just because we work with the stuff.
Okay.
But only two or three people, it was so bad where they actually had to get like shots for it.
I have a bullshit allergy. Had that my whole life.
That just makes you sneeze and break out when you hear bullshit.
Every day.
All right, Will Smith.
Itchy. Yeah. Just terrible eye.
Were we still recording when Will Smith did the slap? Or did that happen intermittent in our...
No, that was almost 2 years ago now. That was like the Oscars.
All blending together now, dude.
No, that's the thing is that since COVID, we've all have this warped sense of time.
Or is it CERN again? Everybody's blaming CERN again for shit. They did the eclipse. They're doing it at the same day as the eclipse.
Dude, that was actually one of the funniest things I saw was someone pulled up Google Analytics.
Oh,
and why do my eyes hurt?
Oh my god.
And it spikes right as the fucking eclipse. It's like, oh, I wonder where all these are coming in from. And he pulls up the map and it's like right the line.
America, Canada.
from fucking Texas to Canada that during that time period. He's like, yep.
That tracks.
Right at the totality line.
Yeah, yeah. Just following the totality and it's just a huge spike. Why do my eyes hurt? I'm like, god damn.
Well, what sucks is imagine who like isn't who lives under a box and they didn't even know it was an eclipse and then it happens and it's the extra danger to your eyes and they're just out fucking doing their thing around town and then that happens. Why do my eyes hurt?
Yeah.
Why did it get dark for 5 fucking minutes?
Yeah, I actually had a coworker go down to Texas so they could see it.
That's pretty cool.
And he said, yeah, it was kind of partly cloudy before and after and completely cloudy during. Yeah. I'm like, and he's like, I did get some okay pictures. I'm like, that's fucking terrible.
I just love how many people thought there was like people who were saying it was global warming. There was people who were saying it was a conspiracy as if the government can control an eclipse. Like, okay, they might be able to flood. What was that country? Dubai.
That's a city.
But wasn't it Dubai that Dubai just recently had that thing where it's like, it turns out they were manipulating the weather by making it rain by seeding clouds.
Maybe.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
I mean, that's some like James Bond.
If they can
super
do that, then
shit.
They can control the moon, right?
I mean, I was just thinking, isn't it hilarious how there's an eclipse? There's basically somewhere on Earth, there's an eclipse like every, is it 18 months or something?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's only prophetic when it happens over America.
It's because, you know, the news.
Yeah.
They're like, it's happening again.
I don't know. It's
and it becomes this big over proportioned thing in the media. Just because there's really not that much else interesting going on, so they milk it. They fucking milk that eclipse. They did it this time. It's all I heard for like a month leading up to an eclipse this and eclipse that, and get you come and click on our sponsor. They can give you them glasses.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is what it is.
If we were on video, I'd feel the urge to eclipse Brady here. All right, Brady, time to shut up.
I'll moon you.
Oh, I think that's about enough for this one.
We had a moon joke, Uranus. We're on a roll, guys.
No, we're not.
It's like
not.
We've done this before.
No. I feel like we're trying to learn to ride a bike upside down. It feels off.
Do you guys want to talk about the, what was it, the what's that law they just passed? The non-compete clause.
Oh, that thing. We can talk about that next time.
Because that's a big thing.
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah. What's going on next week, guys? Because we're pre-recording.
Well, I mean, we could definitely talk about the non-compete thing.
No, I'm just saying, like, we have to predict news stories now since we're pre-recording.
Week?
So what's going on next week,
we'll be
week,
on
guys?
Week three of the Trump trial,
yeah.
Which is the only thing Fox is covering these
days. I haven't even watched any of it because I don't give a single fuck.
Oh, man. They've been up there like, dude, how dare they make Trump go to court for 32 hours a week, days, and have to sit in a chair.
Oh, no.
And then everybody else like, you mean like a job? You mean like a desk job?
And like any other criminal defendant?
Yeah. Yeah. Like it. Like, and it's 32. And they're like, and it's 32 hours. That's not even a full time job. Come on, man.
And he's up there trying to boohoo the cult. And he's like, they won't let me go to Hunter's graduation. It'll be the best graduation. They won't let me go.
Jesus Christ.
Goddamn commies.
Dude, I think someone was like the judge, and they're like, I'll let you go if you can tell me when his birthday is. And he just kept, it was just like, we retract our complaint.
40, October 42nd, everybody knows this.
Jesus.
Come on.
It was the 13th hour of the 13th day of the 13th month.
Oh, yeah. Have you guys ever heard of that weird Baron Von Trump bullshit? He's like an interdimensional time traveler.
Yeah, it's...
That shit's so funny, bro. That was a nice TikTok rabbit hole I went down. Rip TikTok. I'm sad about it, guys.
It's okay. There's other things that I can be sad about.
I do like TikTok.
I do, too.
I do feel like there is entrepreneurial, like...
I do feel bad for everybody
applications
who,
for it.
Yeah, who use it as their voice to get out there.
Mm-hmm. But goddamn government ruins everything again because there are a bunch of old people that don't understand anything.
Yeah. What the fucking TikTok? I'll vote for it. The kids are using it? Yeah, ban it.
Take money from the other social media companies because TikTok is a threat.
Bro, they don't even know how to log into fucking Meta. They think it's still MySpace. And they never knew what that
was. Hey, don't crap on MySpace, okay?
Crapping on it. I was an avid user of MySpace.
Of MySpace with the $1 McChickens and our 24-hour Walmarts.
I had a MySpace like metal band, and that was a big thing for a lot of like little local bands. MySpace helped them out, dude, because we could post our own fucking songs on there and then spam everybody's page with it. And we sold tickets back then because of it, dude. It was legit.
Yeah.
We actually had people show up to the concerts. And then, not anymore. Fucking Tom, come on. Where are you at? You're supposed to have my back, bro. It's too thick and thin. But you lost to the Zuck. Motherfucker. Zuck bot.
I have
also,
to...
Also, go ahead.
No, it's just an ancient... Ancient fucking internet references now are just becoming a thing.
Yeah.
Which, one of the things...
We were there from the beginning, Randy.
Oh, I know. But remembering the beginning of the internet, and also, there's the very first episode of Dragon Ball Z Abridged. There's a joke where Piccolo is out in the wasteland, and he's like, God, I'm lonely. I guess I'll check MySpace.
Oh, no.
He's like, friend requests. And he's like... No new friends, except you, Tom. You're always there for me.
guys. That's it. It's a perfect segue into...
Pop open a boobly and join us for the boobly cooler.
For old time's sake. But
yeah.
I just saw a trailer today that they're doing one final Red versus Blue before Rooster Teeth fully kicks the bucket. And I don't even know if Scott's ever seen Red versus Blue.
Oh, man.
Well, when the game Halo came out, it was really big, the online and stuff, they did this machinima called Red versus Blue, and that's where they like make little movies out of
it. Was
they used the video game to animate little cartoons.
Right.
It was really fucking cool. And it there was what, 6-7 seasons or some shit?
Oh no, there was like 20.
It was on for a long time. It's what made Rooster Teeth
what they were
before they decided to be idiots and make their own streaming service like anybody else wanted to pay for that.
Well, they got ate by Warner Discovery.
Yeah. Plus some of them seasons really sucked. But bringing it back for one last fucking season.
That
dude.
First season was really good. Yeah,
and the trailer looks awesome. All original voice actors, everything. They're bringing all the original characters back. None of that bullshit, that spinoff they did.
That's pretty dope, actually.
Fuck all that. They're probably going to make fun of that spinoff, too.
Oh, they will.
The spinoff season they did. But anyway, yeah, just for all you old school internet people.
Well,
way back in the day.
Since we're in the cooler. A couple of things. I'm sad and dismayed over the fact that I get one more season of Star Trek Lower Decks. They're finally canceling that.
Ah.
So there's only going to be one more season. And
didn't they just announce they're doing another season of the Orville, though?
Maybe. I don't know. I didn't hear that. So that would be cool. I'd love to see more. I'd love to see more of the fucking Orville.
I saw a headline on the Google News feed, so God knows. You'd have to give it a goog.
And then I'd also put out there that Strange New Worlds is actually really good.
What the fuck is Strange New Worlds?
So if TOS, the original series, had a prequel series. What
the fuck is TOS?
The original series.
TOS.
The original series. TOS. Oh.
Over the head.
Just me sitting over here like.
Over the head.
Yeah, that went
the
over
first,
my head too.
The first series, that, Brady.
I feel like a senator
The one
now.
From the fucking 60s yeah. with Shatner and Nimoy. Yeah, come on.
Yeah. I feel like a fucking senator now, bro. I'm sorry. You got to spell it out for me.
Jesus.
Why is the algorithm showing me all this gay shit?
So what it is it's about the Enterprise before Kirk was captain, when Pike was captain.
Oh, okay.
And it's really good. It's kind of hilarious. They did a crossover episode with Lower Decks.
Hell yeah.
And the dope part about it was that they took the voice actors and they made them the live action actors for their characters.
That's fucking cool.
Which was really cool. And the two that they got from the animated show fucking knocked it out of the park because they managed to keep animated mannerisms in their characters.
Okay.
Like they tried so fucking hard and it was amazing. And it's this. I really enjoyed that episode just because it was a fanboy episode. Because it's like, they came from the future to the past, and they meet these people like, oh my God, it's Spock, oh my God, it's Spock. I get to work with Spock. I get to fucking work with, it's Spock. And Spock's like, who the fuck am I?
Oh no.
And that's the thing, is like, but you're Spock. It's like, yeah, I'm like a junior. And it was like before he was like the first officer or the science officer.
So he
like,
wasn't.
It was still like prequel shit where he's like when he's like an ensign, you know?
Oh, okay.
And like Uhura's an ensign. She's not on the bridge doing shit. It's like, but you're Lieutenant Uhura. And they're like.
Was this pre-J.J. Abrams movie timeline too? Or was that Michael Bay? I don't know. There's a lot of lens flares in that movie.
So.
I think it was J.J. Abrams.
I don't think it's part of the Abrams time.
Because it had lens flares and also cool camera angles, so it's got to be J.J. Abrams.
No. Not this show.
No, not the show. I'm talking about the movie.
The movies were Abrams, yeah.
Okay. Because Michael Bay has lens flares and explosions. J.J. Abrams has lens flares and cool camera angles.
Yeah.
So I get them mixed up, though.
Yeah. But yeah, like Strange New Worlds is good. It plays a lot like classic Trek, where they're trying to...
Okay.
And people hate it because it's obviously woke.
Which is a weird, stark contrast to the original series, the actual first-gen Star Trek.
Beyond woke. It is the most woke thing you could ever
see.
No,
the original was?
Oh, yeah.
Didn't fucking Shatner get in trouble because he was kind of, you know, it was a product of its time.
No, but here's
the
thing.
Character of Shatner.
In the 60s, they had like...
He was a little misogynist.
They had Russians, like, as part of the main cast. They had, like... A black woman.
No, I'm not talking about like diversity. And
yeah, like no.
I just mean like, wasn't Shatner kind of an asshole?
Well, yeah, but that's
like cancelable. Well,
that's Shatner though.
Yeah.
And there's a difference between like an actor being, you know, an asshole and a show being woke or
right.
Yeah,
which is something I wanted to get into a little bit.
I just mean, wasn't his character kind of like racist and sexist? And
it sounds like if you have any level of diversity in any form of media, it is now woke.
There's a right way to do it, though, and a wrong way to do it.
So
let's take the woke shit out of it and just say, if you're going to do the diversity thing, there is a right and a wrong way to do it. Let's be real.
So I'm going to bring up Fallout.
The show?
Yes.
Okay, I haven't seen it yet.
Have
you seen it yet?
Nope.
I've crushed it.
Are you even going to see it?
Probably
not.
I don't
think you're a Fallout fan, huh?
Not really.
Yeah. Oh, it's good, though.
It's on my list. We're watching Sleepy Hollow right now, which is, by the way, an underrated fucking banger of a show, and it got canceled, of course, but we'll get into that.
I like the fact that Fallout is getting a second season.
Oh, it better with how much fucking positive reviews and like they got a lot of viewership and everybody loved it.
The main character is a female, and I'm like, and
yeah, who gives a fuck?
I'm like, point at Fallout games, like gender bias. Like the first Fallout game, you could play a female character.
Yeah.
So no, move along.
Yeah, move along. I watched the new Spider-Verse.
Like, the Brotherhood of Steel guy is black, and I'm like. It's set in Southern California.
Yeah, just ignore all that.
I'm pretty sure black people live in Southern California.
Yeah, this isn't Utah.
Yeah, for real. For fucking real.
It's just because the games didn't have a lot of black people in it. Whatever. Moving on, I watched the new Spider into the Spider-Verse. It's not new, I guess. It's pretty old now, but
yeah.
I hadn't seen it yet. And like, it struck me because they did, there's a really good way to do diversity.
Yeah.
There was like, two white Spider-Men.
Sure.
Didn't bug me.
No.
Because they just did it. They weren't pushing it in your face that there wasn't more white Spider-Men.
Yeah, that's...
So I was just like, okay. But you notice it, but you're just like, oh, what the fuck ever.
Yeah,
move on. But then everybody's freaking out about, it's a fucking woke movie, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, it's also about Miles Morales, for Christ's sakes. He's black and Hispanic.
Yeah.
Of course, there's going to be less white people revolving around his world in fucking Brooklyn, New York.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Was it? What? I forgot where he's from.
Is he actually from Harlem?
Harlem. Shit. So, yeah, in Harlem. Oh, there's not white people
there's no
in Harlem?
White people in Harlem?
What? Like, fuck off, people. But they did it. That's a good movie, by the way. Sure. Master class of animation.
Oh, yeah.
Hands down.
Dude.
For a kid's movie.
So I guess they approached DC. They wanted to make like a Batman Beyond movie in that style.
I'll take it. Fuck yeah. That'll work great.
And Warner Brothers was like, nah.
Just don't multiverse it.
And they're like, nah.
Yeah.
We don't like money.
The show I've been watching is Carnival Row.
Oh,
the fuck
yeah.
is that?
What's Carnival Row? It's Well, that has all kinds of diversity. You have fauns and fairies and werewolves.
Yeah.
Too woke.
Yeah, no.
Fucking woke alert.
We're out there, dude, the fucking fae agenda.
Yeah, they're trying to push it on us. And get them
basically,
too many talkers.
Basically, it's an alternate version of Earth. And, there's no recognizable, country names. But basically, the technology wise, it's set in like the 1800s or so, something like that.
Oh.
And basically it's about there's two human nations that went to war and basically went to war over the Feylands and all of the Fae, you know, fairies, fauns, and all of them were just kind of got screwed in the crossfire.
Dang, dude. Oh, you mean something other than the human race got oppressed?
A little
who would have thunk it? Who would have fucking thunk it?
Way to be asleep on that one. Come on.
It has Orlando Bloom as the lead actor, and it kind of got me.
That's why I keep seeing his pictures.
The other thing is on the poster that caught my eye is it looks like there's Cthulhu in the background, and I was just
that's
like,
cool.
What is going on here? I need to watch this now.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah. I indoctrinated my children with Rick and Morty.
Oh, fun.
Because we heard they saw a Pickle Rick clip or like heard the sound or something on one of the YouTube shorts. And like, what's Pickle Rick? I'm like, let me show you. So we watched the whole Pickle Rick episode. Fucking classic. Love that show. I forgot how good it was of a show, dude.
That's
fucking classic. Let's not get into the controversy though. The Justin Roiland and whatever.
Yeah.
We need to talk about that. But good show.
It is a good show.
Gotta separate the art from the
artist.
Yeah. Arsonist. And the diddler. Or whatever he did. I don't even know what he did. Did he just like
did he put someone in a closet?
I don't know.
Is that him?
That's why I don't want to talk about that controversy because I don't even know what the fuck happened.
Yeah, I could.
Everybody was really mad.
I think the best reference to the closet was in the Nimona movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I still haven't seen that. It's on my list of things to watch.
All right, let's end the Boobly Cool real quick because we got to start exiting
the podcast episode real quick.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Guys, it was fun doing this episode. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Shaking the rust off.
Yeah, trying to get things ready and feeling good again.
Yeah, it's just we're so damn busy.
We are.
You will be hearing from us anytime we can record and the planets align.
The episodes are probably going to become a lot more sporadic.
We should have warned them that before.
Well, now that we have the opportunity. Now that we have the opportunity. Well, the thing was, is before we didn't know.
Yeah.
And now we know better, and so...
It literally snuck up on us. Scott got his new job at the same time Randy started working nights. And then I shifted back into full-time at my work and started doing maintenance. So.
Yeah, all of our schedules basically just... And it was like Thanksgiving-ish.
So
we went through like the holidays and everything, which was when we were going to shut down for a while anyways, but...
But we're not in a Uyghur... concentration camp, so we can celebrate that victory.
Not in a concentration camp. I got paid bank for working holidays at my new place. Mm-hmm. It's awesome. Yeah.
I might end up in a concentration camp soon, being a Jew and all, but...
Nah. You know, you're not on a college campus. You'll be fine.
Shit hasn't gotten that crazy yet.
No, it's getting... It is getting a little weird, though.
It's very weird. I'm getting scared.
Don't be scared.
To leave Idaho at all.
Oh, yeah.
At this point, we're still good in Idaho. They like Israel here, I guess.
Well, I think
for now.
I think what it is that
until they find out they're brown.
Idaho.
They don't know the Jews are brown.
Idaho doesn't like change.
Yeah.
They're very resistant to change. Yeah.
Well, like I said, as long as they don't find out Israel is brown, people, like, I'm good.
I think it'll be fine.
I guess Idaho's not that racist. But there was that one incident. That was in the news recently. The governor got all fucking pissed off because some racist person went to some event somewhere and was representing Idaho. And he's like, no, we're not like that no more.
Well, that was...
He's like, look at Coeur d'Alene over here. Look over here. We got some Asians here.
No, that was...
There's like three.
That was like the... Are you talking about like the WNBA thing?
I think that's what it was.
Yeah, like the women's or the NCAA women's team.
That's what it was.
And there's
wasn't
no...
Wasn't somebody racist?
Well, that was the thing is that there's no credible evidence of that happening.
No, but it still had... Like the governor still had to like make a statement.
See, the thing was that...
Either way, it was like linked to us.
I talked actually with Katie about this. I'm like, this had it had the smell of Jesse Smollett on it.
Oh, yeah, the Jesse Smollett thing.
Which,
however the fuck
and they're like, yeah, it was like a white, and they're like, Smollett. They described it as like a dude in a hat and a white lifted pickup truck. And I'm like, okay.
So everyone here?
And I'm like, continue. And it's like, and he was just spouting racist stuff. And I'm like, okay.
So everyone here?
But nobody got any pictures, video. Nobody got the license plate. Like, they offered like nothing. 10 grand for any evidence.
Damn, dude.
And they couldn't come up with any of it.
Sounds pretty fishy.
And I'm like, while the story sounds plausible and believable, like, I'm not going to say, nah, not
I won't
not
be surprised.
Not here in Coeur d'Alene. No that way, could never happen when we had, like, dudes in a fucking U-Haul get out.
I forgot about that.
Right. In fucking white hoods. Yeah, no, that shit. So that's why I'm like, benefit of the doubt, though, it may have happened, but the fact that there's no evidence, I'm not going to... Like, I'm willing to say, like, it happened, but it didn't happen. Like,
okay, that's a perfect way to end the episode.
Yeah.
With a question completely
Schrodinger's
related
racist.
To this. I will ask you both this question. Feel free to answer however you want. What's the best race?
Druid.
Variant human.
Okay, you guys answered exactly how I thought you would. I was going to say Daytona 500.
Ah, nah.
You fucking racists.
What? Variant human? Yeah. I love that extra feat. No, I honestly, if I had to pick one, Paris to Dakar.
Yeah, fuck yeah, dude. Okay, shout out to the sand job. We'll talk about that in the next one. Fuck, because that was epic TV content. Anything else to add before we close out, Scott?
No, I think I'm all right.
Okay, well, guys, it's been good, and we'll... You'll hear us in the next episode?
Maybe. Someday.
Bye.
Bye.
This was I, the Show. Thanks for listening. You know how the internet works, but if you don't,
check out our link tree in the description.
Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, Insta,
China.
Now we have to re-record that.
We really
still
do.
Says Twitter.